Why are you sitting around looking at porn? We're on air, by the way. I wanted to catch you in the act. And this isn't me trying to make you sound sexy for the listeners or any of that crap. Yeah. That theater of the mind. You have been flipping through softcore pornography nonstop for like the 10 minutes since we banged out the previous episode.
It's because I got a follower. That's why.
A follower?
Yes.
Who what?
And then I
is
click
a,
on the
is a pornographic actress? What?
No, that's just their thing, I guess. She just likes to show her business. And
so wait, you got a follower who was that beast you showed me?
Correct.
What is her account name? Let's throw her right under the bus.
No, I don't want to.
Come on. What's one listener going to do? Nothing. That's the answer. You are all unimportant and insignificant on your own.
The thing is, it just leads down a very disgusting rabbit hole. As we just found out.
Well, you're not going to let the listener journey with?
I don't remember what it is now. I already turned my Twitter off.
Oh, well, let's see if I can dig it up.
Yeah, go ahead. Took a peek.
Yeah, I did.
Areolas go beyond the face of
wasn't
the breast.
Hold on, like A, B, come on, God.
Re-bull something. Like re-bull.
Come on, you can find it.
I can't.
I have faith. You're just hitting back on a browser.
No, I closed the
browser.
I'm
not asking you to hack a database.
I closed it.
Yeah,
so I don't have
You found a pair of areolas that were too much even for this man.
Which is astonishing.
And I enjoy some circumference.
Yeah.
This is Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio, joined by Allison Frank today.
Yep.
Show's website's inpapasbasement.com. Go there for two episodes a week, typically Monday and Thursday, though we've, we got things to do. Sometimes
okay,
they're late.
Here
get
it
off
is.
Our back. Okay.
It's REEBULL 13.
Rebull 13.
Ugh.
Don't go there if you're not into fat broads who are shoving their...
seems fine from behind, but the front is not good.
It's... To quote Kevin Nealon, I forget the film. No, it's bad. It's all bad. Anger management. There we go. Knew it'd come to me at some point.
Oh, horrible.
We do Twitter. We do Instagram a lot. For me, I try to be funny, at least, on Twitter. Sometimes I succeed.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
At Papa's Basement on both sites for me. If you want Allison, where she pulls out her tits 24/7,
correct.
And then she's like, why does Twitter suggest that I follow other naked broads?
I know. With massive
because it has a logarithm or whatever. Everyone who follows you, it's also Christ knows what.
My areolas are not the size of my head, I can tell you that.
I guess. I don't know.
It's not good.
At Allison Frank for her. ALLIS0N Frank. Again, Twitter and Instagram. And if you want to subscribe, not miss an episode, and help out our numbers a lot, the most important thing you can do is go to inpapasbasement.com/iTunes or /Stitcher. Those are two really good subscription services and ways to get the show. Subscribe, give us a good rating, even if you don't use the apps. That's how you help us. Tell your friends about us and subscribe, and then never download crap.
Yeah.
You can go right back to just streaming it from the site like everyone who listens does.
Yeah.
God damn it. But just go there and subscribe. It's all I'm asking for. Maybe you'll find another show that you like. Oh, wouldn't that be ironic? You go there and find something 10 times better than this crap. And then we just lose a listener.
Oh, my. Well, there you have it. There's all your plugs.
Yeah, they're all my plugs. Can I go home and play with Skylanders now?
No. Did you have some junk?
Some what?
Some junk?
Some what junk?
I was in here with massive areola junk. Were you out there feeding your face with junk during our break?
No. Oh. I went and, you know me.
You hear them out there talking about stealing their shtick? Were you engaging with them? They're like, don't steal my bit for your show. I won't. Don't steal my bit for your show.
Dude, I walked out and it sounded like a North Korean national was talking.
There must be the whole United Nations represented out there.
Yeah, it was just some Asian broad who was like very Asian.
A very Asian-y Asian.
I mean, I do not think she was long in this country called our United States.
Oh, my. Okay. So.
No, I went and I cleaned my butthole because you know me. I like my maintenance wipes.
That's disgusting.
Every few hours.
I don't know anybody else that does that.
What's disgusting is leaving it to fester.
the problem that you're having anal leakage.
It's not leakage. Maybe it is, actually. I can't say that with complete.
Well, why don't you play the claw game till it's over? Why don't you just wipe
you
till there's...
You want me to actually stick a finger in and then just root around like a dentist checking your gums?
I mean, maybe you should have like a wand with a wet wipe on it. Just
I would probably
sure
like get into just mashing my prostate with it. Another 45-minute wipe session conducted. First 18 inches of my colon, clean as a whistle.
But that's right. You'll be clean as a whistle. No, so it has its perks. You'll be aroused.
I make sure I'm clean.
No, not after you go in there and wipe 10 times after you go. Who needs to do that?
I don't know.
Apparently, I don't leave the bathroom if my cheeks don't
feel
good.
I've said this 1,000 times. I leave and you think you could serve Thanksgiving dinner to Fievel Mouskowitz. Off of my anus. And then 10 minutes later, a small dinner. I don't have an ass like your friend Beezlebub 13 or whatever, the Beeble.
Oh, goodness gracious. That's disgusting. I mean, if you leave there with a cake feeling, just stay there till it's gone.
It feels clean. Like my conscience. And then I leave, and then a half hour later,
yeah,
I'm like, oh, this is getting all topsy-turvy. What's doing back there? And then I look, and it's messier than the Middle East.
Captain, storms have brewed. It's like, yeah. Pull down those sails.
I look back, and it's Israel versus Palestine. I'm like, wait, I thought this had been all cleaned up and sorted out.
Oh, gosh, that's disgusting. I mean, nasty.
Well, it'd only be more disgusting if I didn't clean it. So anyhow, I did that, and then I learned that the soap dispenser wasn't working.
Oh, that's
and I
great.
Thought I was going to have to use the Gojo. For yeah. some reason, we have Gojo in our men's room because we have a body shop in the back, I guess, yeah. behind all the studios.
That's right.
So I thought I was going to have to use the Gojo, and then I just cracked the container open yeah. and started like hand pumping it out.
Sounds
and then
disgusting.
Our good man up front, Joe, came yeah. in at the same time. And I just, in this old man, befuddled, completely uninterested way while he's urinating, I'm like, the soap dispenser isn't working because he came in. He's a dude who works here.
Yeah.
And I've just got the soap dispenser mashed open and I'm holding the soap container yeah. in my hand. And I'm like, I don't want to be blamed. For, like, you go back to being like an 8-year-old. You're like, yeah. I don't want to be blamed for this.
Because
that's how
I
talked
at
age 8. I was like Jar Jar Binks.
Oh, goodness.
But immediately, you're like, I don't want this on my hands. It was broken when I got here. So I'm just like, you know, this wasn't working, right? And he's just midstream. Like, please don't talk to me. I don't know you.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a hell of a story. You're right, Allison.
You're riveting. So riveting.
What are we talking about? You want to do Game of Thrones? This will be the more time sensitive one.
Okay.
The one that will really age horrible.
Okay.
Horribly. Horrible. Real horrible, like it'll get bad. Yeah.
Way more worser.
Yeah, exactly. This will be the worstest. What are you talking about?
Yeah. We can talk about Game of Thrones. What about it?
Good, because I haven't seen Mad Men yet.
Okay.
Mad Men has become the odd man out on my Sunday night viewing. I don't know about you.
I'm hooked on the Tudors. That's what I'm doing on Netflix right now. I mean, I record Game of Thrones, but that's really all I'm recording is Game of Thrones. That's it.
I can't picture you with current technology. When you say record, I actually see you in front of a VCR with the flashing 12 and you're just like pressing buttons like, I'm going to record this off of channel 13.
That's why when I see that thing that says I have to return some videotapes by Bateman. I just think, wow, that is hilarious. Better not make sure, be kind and rewind. Yeah.
I don't know if there's much to get into from Game now that I think about it. There's more naked gingers. I remember that.
In the hot tub in the
yeah,
beginning.
Yeah, around the
story.
Around the black guy. I'm sure that played well in the South.
And the brown pants.
Yes. Story of the brown pants. You know what? God help me. That was not a bad joke.
I mean, it's fine enough.
Yeah. For a made up joke, not shabby.
But we've all heard variations of that.
Have we?
Yes. I mean, George has a million.
When I
jokes.
Met your mother, I was happy I was wearing my white pants. Meh.
Oh, my. Of course, every day is brown pants day for you. We just learned. That's disgusting.
Beige. It doesn't get brown.
After you just Facebooked out, you're eating a pile of Fiber One bars, and then you're talking about how you need a mop.
No kidding. Yeah, that wasn't a joke. Yeah, I posted on Instagram. I said, time to get my farts on. It was just a box of Fiber One bars, and I just sat there and crushed one after another.
Ugh. Doesn't that make your tummy ache?
No, I just get really gassy, and it's awesome.
Then we're not
gonna. I mean, it sucks because at my girlfriend's place, her mom stocks their little cabinet with Fiber One bars. Mm-hmm. And like, I enjoy, I know it's hard to believe.
Right.
Given my svelte figure.
Right.
But I enjoy a sweet treat after a savory meal. And I always have to fight the demon inside to be like, dude, do not crush a Fiber One bar. Because we'll just sit around and watch Netflix. That's all we really do. Yeah. And half the time, she'll put her head in my lap or close to it. I'm like, what am I going to do? Just
implode.
You just fart and like rattle it down my pants leg.
You wish. Every guy else wishes.
What a technique that would be. I need to do that. Just lacquer the inside of my jeans.
Rolling thunder.
Yeah. And then line my belt line with old plastic bags. Seal it in that way.
Oh, this is not good. This is terrible radio. No one wants to talk about it, but I'm sure.
I think we just gave someone the idea for $1 million invention, personally.
That's right.
I mean, it's terrible radio, but by virtue of it being us.
Yeah, with the soundtrack of Garth Brooks' Thunder Rolls.
And the Thunder Rolls.
Oh, gosh.
Did I like Thunder Rolls?
I did not. I wanted to.
It was all right. I'm a fan of That Summer off of that second album.
No.
That I can't remember.
I don't like country music, so.
Garth transcends country, hombre.
Okay, well, I don't. Oh, as is Chris something.
Chris Gaines.
Yeah, it's stupid. It's so dumb.
I bought 5 copies of it at Best Buy in case the first 4 wore out.
Horrible. Horrible, horrible.
No, I do love me some Garth singles. His album cuts were a little eh, but Garth is okay.
I mean, I mean, he's popular for a reason, but I just don't get into country music. Although, since with these new reality TV and American Idol and The Voice and all of that, I have become fans of Keith Urban and...
Urban doesn't even strike me as country. I know he plays country music, but isn't he like Australian and pretty?
Yeah. Well, he wasn't always pretty.
Really?
Oh my gosh, he was hideous.
Was he originally Aboriginal?
You know,
is he in whiteface?
I think they used him for the mold for the hillbilly teeth that are so popular.
Oh, no kidding. Okay.
Yeah, just like his teeth had an argument.
That stuff you get from the same shop that presses out the rubber dog.
I mean,
crap.
Everyone's talking about the North and the South, but the East and West, North and South.
Oh dear.
None of them were getting along. Yeah, it was not good. So actually, his stylist and his team or whatever has put him together rather handsomely. But he's kind of tiny. He's kind of a tiny man, so that doesn't really appeal to me. But he really just, he's good on TV.
What? You don't like that? Even though every other chick is way into that? Like,
a guy who can wear skinny jeans? Gross.
That you can just hold in the palm of your hand?
Oh, I want
like a picture of an infant puppy?
Between that and
when its eyes haven't opened yet?
Massive areolas. Like, neither one. Just, horrible. Horrible, horrible, horrible.
Sorry, I'm unsubscribing from a mailing list while we talk.
But I do like Blake Shelton, too. He seems like a guy you just want to hang
Which
out
one
with.
Is that?
He's on The Voice. I don't know any of his songs, but he just...
Oh, he's another pretty boy that they've gussied up.
I don't know if he's a pretty boy. I mean, he's... I think
this
is he's tall.
He used to bang Miranda Lambert. isn't she now a big fat fatty or something like that?
No, she lost a bunch of weight.
So she was a fatty pig fatty.
No. Everybody always thinks she's hot.
What?
I don't know.
Let me look up Miranda Lambert right now. And
I
I'll
think
look up
we
Blake
watched... Yeah.
To make
but
sure
But he's
it's
like
one.
9 feet tall, so that's most of his appeal. But just hearing him talk or whatever, I mean, he just seems like a guy you want to hang
Blake
out with.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. He's got those little squinty hillbilly eyes.
I don't think... You're getting him mixed
no.
up.
No. He looks
Perry.
Like a, he looks like a damn Eskimo.
No, he does not.
Look at his little squinty eyes. Look at
those
things.
Because he's squinting. He's looking at the sun.
He looks inscrutable.
You got to find something else.
No.
He doesn't really look like that on TV.
He's got eyes like his nostrils.
Oh, my.
All right. Miranda Lambert.
Yeah. People think she's hot. I mean, she
really,
didn't do anything
I think
for me.
In this country, I think everyone just spots a blonde 4 points. At least in the country world. No, she's okay. Look, is she ugly?
No.
The hot. Come on, she doesn't have much doing up top.
Yeah,
she looks. Oh yeah, she's beefaroo in a lot of pictures.
Oh well, let's talk about Game of Thrones. About who? Oh no, that was not Game of Thrones. That was The Tudors. Sorry, I'm getting them all mixed up.
Yeah, you can only watch one of those old timey fruity things at once.
Too many medieval times happening in my head.
And we'll be like, oh, Jonathan Rhys, whatever Rhys Meyers got his dragons to fry the Pope.
Yeah, what's happening? I can't keep track.
Oh, no, man. There she is. Yeah, that was definitely a bigger gal.
I mean.
Kind of reminds me of Veronica, but with bigger jugs.
I don't know.
Our old co-hostess.
Oh, if she were a brunette. Isn't Veronica, isn't she a brunette?
Yeah, bottle brunette for whatever reason.
Oh, really? But she's a natural blonde?
Yeah, she's like naturally this hair color.
Oh, really?
And she's into like military and Midwestern guys, and yet she's like, I'm going to dye my hair brown.
That's like not
good.
This
is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I do like guys in flight suits.
I'm going to get a Klansman. I'm going to tan a lot to the point you think I'm mixed. It just never made sense to me.
That's kind of gross, actually. That sounds like my sister, except she's trying to go black. She's not looking for Latin. Yeah. I don't know. It's kind of yucky. It was just never my thing. But I do like guys in flight suits. They're very attractive.
Tell me about the Tudors, because I'm looking at that. You've come over before when we do the show, and then like today,
we were
an hour late.
Yeah,
because you're like, look, I'm just gonna get in a minute or two of the Tudors. I'm like, cool.
No,
so
you
whenever
were doing prep, but prep was feeding your pie hole, and then you were talking to your mom, and then you're talking, and then you're scratching your balls, and you got to do a rewipe.
Hey,
why am I just gonna stand there doing nothing?
Some of those are very important meditative techniques. How I get in this zone that you're enjoying right now.
Yeah.
I'll look up, though, and I'm noticing a couple of characters from that or in Game of Thrones. Like, who's the overlap so far that you've noticed? I never watched Tudors. It never sucked me in.
It's the one that Jeffrey's new bride.
Joffrey's dead.
No, he's dead, but it was his wife for about half an hour. And she's the King Henry's wife.
Okay, is that it? I made it sound like it's a big deal. Like Tyrion has a role.
But it's a big... I think that might be it. I mean, there could be some other... Like
the Mother of Dragons was a 15-year-old extra on the set.
That could have happened as well. But she has a big role in both of them. And she's being queen in both of them. So.
I think they do that, though. Like, that just happens.
Yeah.
Especially sci-fi. I know you're not big on the sci-fi shows. I find them, to put it technically, gay.
I'm just not into them.
The homosexual
the
sense,
star
but is it,
and all that.
A kid would say gayzors.
Oh, do they say that?
Well, that's what we say in our group. We're like, that's gayzors, which in itself sounds gay.
With sores.
Yeah. Also, faggoty.
Oh, I say faggoty all the time, but that just means messy or gross or whatever.
Oh, I'm sure the gay community loves that.
How about those commercials? And they're like, how would you like it if I said I was a teen girl wearing a skirt as a top? Well, I wouldn't care. What if I said, that is so Polish woman with buck teeth? Whoop-de-ding-dong. I don't care.
Got us some listeners.
I don't care. That's ridiculous.
Start that hashtag to go with Papa's Basement.
Oh, that's so gay. Or
but
that's so faggoty. Who cares?
With our buddy, our mutual friend, Rich Harmon, he loves every piece of crap sci-fi show that has ever been produced. I've seen them all. Stargate, Farscape, I don't know. There's a lot of them.
This 12-year-old that made me this necklace here, he was telling me that I need to watch some alien documentary on Netflix.
He's
alien.
12.
Yeah, I know.
Tell him to shut up.
No, but that's Harmon, and he's not 12. It's like,
I guess
Harmon's probably seen it.
Harmon watches actual shows, though, not just docs.
No, he does. We watch
aliens.
TV together. Yeah,
but it's funny you mentioned Battlestar. I was gonna say those guys bounced around from show to show
to show.
It's like, did you ever shoot a guy with tentacles? You are set for life. You've got a nice fat $30,000 paycheck coming to you once a year.
That's too funny.
It is. It's very inbred. And I was trying to, God, what the hell else? Denzel movie from 98. My mom was watching last night. Give me 1 second. Say things. Say funny things, preferably.
Oh, I can't.
Yeah. This is the listener right now. The Siege. It starts off, he's a negotiator or some crap, and like a bus blows up.
Yeah.
And this was before September 11th.
Okay.
Back when we weren't pussies in this country.
Right.
So it was like, guess who blew it up? A Muslim. We're violently interrogating, you guessed it, Muslims. Then they get into the money trail and they're like, they came here through Frankfurt and all that stuff. It's like, oh my God, this is very September 11th-y. But it's the same deal. Like, there's one scene where you look down at this, their room full of the little sub FBI agents who were all going to have 4 to 6 lines in the movie under Denzel.
Yeah.
It was like every character actor that's ever had a role in the last 15 years. That's the guy who played like Richie Aprile in Sopranos, he was there. The black chick who was married to Dennis Haysbert in 24, she had a part. I like how I put the accent on the 4 too. The 24. No, that would be the accent on the 20. I'm an idiot either way. Black dude who's on The Wire. I really narrowed that one down.
It's like the diner painting of like character
Nighthawks. Yeah. Yeah, it was just a mess of them. It cracked me up. I love when you get something that just it's every piece pops up elsewhere.
I actually like it when you see someone you haven't seen in a while. You're like, oh, you got a job.
Oh, you just root for him.
Henry Winkler, you're in a new movie?
Well, I felt that in reverse looking at these guys because I'm like, they got a gig again. And then I look, and it's like they showed Anne, who the hell's Warren Beatty's wife?
Oh, Benning.
Annette Bening.
Yeah.
And at first, I'm like, oh, these guys all landed new gigs. Look at them. And then they cut to Annette Bening, who's in the movie, and she didn't look like an old man. So I'm like, oh, this has to be an old one. And all of a sudden, I felt bad, because I'm like, oh, I really haven't seen Richie Aprile in the last 10 years. And I think it was maybe Lieutenant Daniels from The Wire. Let me look that up.
That's why I felt about Sharon Stone. I haven't seen her in anything in a while, and she was in the movie yesterday, so I was like,
"Well, the same thing that we."
And she's, she looks great. So
wow, was Cedric Daniels? Look at me. Okay. I'm not interrupting it.
Okay.
You can just laugh into it. Oh God, you're just peeling away and looking at your laptop. Okay, if I don't say anything, we're really going down the tubes.
Yeah.
This was Gay Weekend.
Okay. What
does it that mean? It was official Gay Weekend.
How can everything be this week? How can it be Teachers Week, Nurses Week, Gay Week?
Gay Week.
Pitbull Week. It was a week of pit bulls. It was like Friendship Week.
Here's a 10-second segment for
it's you. It's Do a Rewipe Week.
If you, no. It's,
so you were celebrating.
Do a Rewipe Lifetime. Until I get like a cadaver colon shoved in there, one that actually has a sphincter that can cut on it. That can... cut a log worth a damn.
I thought you meant like rewipe life.
I feel like
it's
made out of the same stuff that like goes into a toothbrush fiber or something. You know what I mean? It's not like a cigar cutter just mercilessly chopping that down. It's like trying to chop a turd in half with a rag. You're just like just mashing it down. Now
a
the
sponge.
Rag's dirty. Yeah.
Instead of a spade.
Wad up some paper towels and just press it into a turd. It's like trying to get a nice cut right there using that implement.
Oh, gross.
It was official Gay Weekend. No, it's unofficial Gay Weekend.
Yeah.
The huge gay news of the weekend, of course.
Is that you have a big floppy washcloth rear end.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's been so gaped out and banged out.
Well, that's what you just
all elasticity was ripped.
You don't have a cigar cutter.
I look like a Catholic mother's vagina back there.
All right. So what happened?
Michael Sam.
Oh, okay.
The first, well, I guess he was formerly the first
so
openly
he did
gay
this on Gay Week
player.
Or Gay Week became because of this?
It's unofficial Gay Week. There's two things that went into it. One is Michael Sam getting drafted by the Rams.
Okay.
Appropriate, right?
Yeah.
And... Come on.
Little. I mean, that was hilarious.
It could only be funny.
I mean,
if
everybody's
that was the Browns.
Made that joke, so come on.
No, I have heard no one make that joke.
About the Rams?
Yeah, the Rams taking Michael Sam and not the Browns.
Yeah. Wait,
and I just came up with it, too.
Okay.
So
that's
there.
Yours. Okay. Golden comedy. It's called parallel comedy. A lot
exactly.
of people have made that observation. So go.
I'll continue. Take it. I'm sure they were the greatest comedic minds of our time that made it. Were they not?
What about it? Who cares? That's what I say.
You know, I think it's easy for people to say who cares.
Because I'm not gay. And so I'm not living their trials and sweating their tears.
Yeah, keep talking. I'm thinking about what I was going to follow it up with. No, it's more... I had my good friend Bill Rowland,
I don't
who
play
does
football.
Sports radio. He came in, and he was like, all right, who cares? Let's just see what he does on the field. But, dude, there's never been a openly gay athlete in football before. Like,
who
that's
cares?
Worth some... because I feel like gays still kind of, especially in a sports arena, there's some stigma to it. Because... here's what happens. Apparently, seventh round. I didn't get to watch like any of the draft.
But there's a stigma no matter what they do. They'll be like, oh, is that a gay chef? Or is that a gay whatever?
See, I don't think so, though. Like, back in the day...
he's a gay pilot.
The league... the Redskins didn't have a black player for a while. You know what I mean? The integration, that was a huge thing. And now
when have they not had a black player?
Like, up until 68 or 69 or some crap like that. Mid-60s. Like, it wasn't that long ago. And... I think in the future, yeah, there will come a time where really it isn't that big a deal. I think it's awesome where society's advanced enough where it isn't like when we first got our black player and like anyone where you're like, who's a big deal, would get smacked.
Yeah.
Be like, what is wrong with you? Next they'll be coming for our women. which they did. I feel there's something crappy in just moving past it and being like, who cares? Because it's so obvious why we all care or why it should be cared about, even for 5 seconds. Just the same way. To me, it's almost the same way you, in a very perfunctory manner, say, birthday, Grandma. And she goes, oh, well, thank you. And then you hang up and everyone moves on with their lives.
But it isn't because, you know what? I know my grandma. I see my grandma. I love my grandma.
Your gay grandma.
I don't know what... I don't know Sam, Michael, Sam, whatever. I just don't know him, and I don't really care. If he's happy doing whatever and he's going to do good things for the Rams, whoop-de-ding-dong.
Look, I don't think it needs to.
I'm going to be passionate about the gay guy that scoops my gelato. Oh!
No, there's tons of fruits in the food industry. Good Lord. Yeah, let's celebrate our gay waiter. No.
Okay. The gay welder. the gay mason. I don't know. It's so dumb.
You're naming village people at this point.
I'm just saying. I mean, I grew up with a lot of gay people in the gay community and all that, so it's not a big deal to me. And I just wasn't that way with prejudices and all that. My sister's godfathers and godmother are both men.
Oh, okay.
So
very progressive. I get it.
You know.
And I know it's not, and that's, I think, again, what Bill was saying. It's really not a big deal to him. And it's not a big deal to me. And I don't want it to be a lingering issue. Yeah. I just want for 3 seconds, it'd be great if people just didn't want to rush past it immediately. Just be like, oh, that's cool. That's all I ask.
To me, it's a bigger deal when we talk about the guy where we watched the thing on Netflix and the guy had no legs. He had no legs and half a torso.
Oh,
and,
the man and he's with just, no legs.
Yeah. And
they got real creative with that one's title.
And he's just like, I'm just like everyone else.
Or no, the man with half a body.
Like, I don't walk to school on my hands. Okay, so you're not like everyone else.
I don't sit on my beanbag.
But gay people are just like everybody else. You know
what
I'm saying?
I can think of one difference.
I don't think so.
Do you need me to draw you a picture?
No. But I know some people with some crazy habits.
That's why Aunt Greg never had a grand, a niece or nephew for you or whatever.
I'm just saying, like, you know, to me that gets on my nerves. Well, we're just like everybody else. Well, you know what? You don't have a nose. Most people do.
Yeah. I do get it because it's very contradictory.
Yeah.
Where you're like,
I think they
we're like everyone else, but celebrate this.
No, I think you should be treated like everyone else. And to say
absolutely.
You should be treated like everybody else is fine. But to say you're exactly like everyone else, you aren't, okay? You're black and you have 3 heads. I don't know anyone else that
you're
does.
Focusing on the black part, though. That's what...
I'm just saying.
That's the problem here.
I'm just saying. All right. So you're magenta. Whatever. I'm just saying I don't know a lot of magenta people, so there you go. Should you be treated like everybody else? Absolutely. So you're connected at the head to your sister. Oh, I don't have to drag my sister.
Singing that Reber McEntire song.
I don't have to drag my sister.
It's just the fear of being alone. Yeah. Oh, God. What was that show we watched after we saw The Man with Half a Body?
It's like, I don't know.
It's called like Freaks You'd Throw a Bag of Piss on, season 1. It was those conjoined twins. Yeah, the ones that do country. Yeah. Or no, I'm sorry. Only one does country.
Yeah.
The other just dances along in the video.
Well, because she's connected at the head to the one that's on the stool.
Maybe she just likes dance, too. Let's not assume that she has to go along for the ride. That's racist, Allison.
It is when you're conjoined at the head.
And it's, I love them. You know the pair I'm talking about. The one has to sit on like a stool that's like 4 feet tall, and the other just walks around like she's cleaning the oven.
And they just said the same thing. We're just like everyone else. But you're not, because I don't have to drag my sister on a rolling scooter everywhere I go. You just don't. Thank God. If I was connected to my sister, I'd want to kill myself. She'd have to drag a corpse around with her.
What an F you would that be?
And speaking of FUs, I saw this thing and said, Mother's Day buffet at McDonald's. What bigger way to say FU to your mother?
I don't know. All you can eat hash browns, I'm there. Hell, I'll pretend I'm the mom.
Okay, for dads. Dads want to go there. If they serve
it would be a Tyler Perry, Mr. Doubtfire, Mrs. Doubtfire. I'm a retard.
Can you imagine all the moms in there just wearing their fancy sweatpants?
Yeah.
I put on
my best fake pearls. You cut me off at the pass.
Oh, gosh, that's horrible. I just saw that. I was like, Mother's Day buffet at McDonald's?
What
better way to say you don't love your mother? I mean, you just can't.
Is that I don't love my mom, or
I mean,
I'm just
get dressed,
poor as hell?
Get dressed. Come on downstairs. We're going to pick you up. We're going to take you out.
Because here's a list I found on Ask Men.
Okay.
Not that I read this a lot. It's just one of those things that pops up at the bottom of another article.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen some of those too.
You're reading, and it's like things men shouldn't do after 30.
Okay.
And I'm like, I'm always willing to learn engage in.
Not wear Crocs. That's got to be on there.
I hit that one out of the park. Number 10, eating fast food.
Yeah.
Do you agree with that?
I just don't think anyone should eat fast food.
Okay, I'm with you. But to say... That's an age thing, and it shows you're being childish.
You know why? Because it shows that you're just not willing to grocery shop and grow up and learn to cook something besides ramen. You know.
Also, if you want to know what pieces of S these people are at AskMen.com, what is this right in the middle under number 10, don't eat fast food?
Yeah, I can't see really well.
Oh, someone needs glasses.
I know. I'm like 100.
The McRib is back. Here's what you need to know.
Oh,
getting a little contradictory, buddy. So you're gonna celebrate that confection, but also you shouldn't be doing it. So 9, driving recklessly. I agree with that wholeheartedly. As the list progresses, though, God, why did I get the constantly playing video games? Damn it.
Yep.
If I could get this list all at once, that would be really nice. Living in a dorm room. Okay, so. I'm getting fast food, dorm room, getting tattoos. I'm a believer that no one should get tattoos at any age. I find them classless. Binge drinking.
I don't mind some tattoos, but I'm not like a fan of tattoos.
Is getting ruined. Like... Okay, living paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah.
Here's the trend you need to pick up on. Eating fast food, living in a dorm room.
Yeah.
Living
playing
paycheck
video games.
To paycheck.
Yeah.
Working at a dead end job, pretty much what this list is saying.
Yeah.
Don't be poor at 30 and beyond.
Yeah, but even when you're poor, you don't have to live like you're poor.
And dressing like a slob again.
But you don't have to do that. We were dirt poor. We were below poverty when I was growing up, and you never knew it. I mean, people just didn't know that we were that poor. I mean, we didn't have a car, and there are certain things that we didn't have, but there's a certain way that you can kind of carry yourselves and the choices that you can make with the foods that you need to eat and all that. We had food stamps, but there were certain things my mom didn't buy. She didn't buy bologna. Like, that was poor people food. You know.
Oh, what did you buy? What did my family subsidize you in purchasing as we had to buy bologna?
We did buy from the deli. We never bought Oscar Mayer prepackaged, whatever. No prepackaged cheese. We bought, my mom bought Cracker Barrel hard cheeses, or we always had apple juice. You know what I mean?
You ate better than me.
Because my mom made better choices.
And we weren't on the dole.
No, but your mom wanted to please her kids. You guys are spoiled, and she still just fodders you and bibs you up like you were 6 years old today. You know, we just had different parents. But from that, because my mom... she did believe in healthy eating and all that too. So we had a lot of, you know, natural things too. So we didn't eat or look like we were poor when we were kids.
I'm glad we could help with that.
Well,
I'm glad we were all able to pitch in and make sure you were dressed really nicely. Little ghetto fabulous.
But I didn't look ghetto fabulous either. I just looked like a normal person, you know, a regular kid.
An unpoor, as we call them.
Right.
No, I want to get back to Michael Sam for a second.
Yeah.
Because I hate shows that flow naturally.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
The whole thing that happened was he got drafted round 7.
Okay.
Like, that's the ass end of the draft. He was
is
like...
Is 7 the last?
Round 7 for the NFL is the last round. Okay. And then after you're not drafted, you can get, like, I guess you're, what is it, undrafted free agent for a team if they're interested in you.
Okay.
So...
Who's the big player that came out of that? Like, after draft 7, and then they're just a free agent. Who's a big name that came out of that? Like, Brady, he was...
Unbreakable. Definitely Unbreakable. No, what was the Marky Mark? Not Unbreakable. Unbreakable's Bruce Willis.
But no, that was...
Invincible?
But he was just... He was average...
What dumb one word?
Invincible. But,
no, it wasn't Invincible.
But it wasn't because he was just an average Joe.
Marky Mark football movie. Invincible.
It is, okay. But he was just a regular guy.
Either way, he had eaten the star from Mario.
No.
And he was very invulnerable.
No,
how about
who,
that? How about invulnerable?
But he wasn't in pro ball.
Yeah, I know. I'm joking. He was just he was a schmuck off the streets.
Right.
He was like, I could do that.
I think his friends did, but whatever.
Yeah.
And he went out for it. And he was old, too.
God, who was famous that was like an undrafted free agent?
Yeah. Well, Brady
no
was,
one leaps to mind.
Brady was a third round draft
sixth
pick.
Round.
Oh, six?
Six.
Six,
yes.
Yeah.
He was, I'm pretty sure
so
he was
six.
Because
like,
he had six or seven guys picked ahead of him in terms of quarterbacks.
I got you.
Yeah. And I don't know, man. I mean, it's a crapshoot. I get it. But like, when you get to the point you weren't drafted.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
Typically, you've been passed on for a reason.
Yeah.
Like, hold on. Now you got me curious.
Yeah.
Most famous UFAs all time. Most famous undrafted NFL player. There we go. That got a hit. Okay. Best undrafted free agent signings all time. Begin the slideshow. Yay, journalism. I click and something happens. Josh Cribbs. Yeah, he ain't bad. Oh, come on. You're being too slow. Okay, I'm closing it.
Yeah.
Die, bit, die. That was horrible.
Yeah.
You get like a good role player now and again who was undrafted, but it's never like, oh, you know what, our star wideout. He somehow we overlooked the fact that he runs a 40 in 2.6 seconds. You know, that just doesn't happen. And
I'm
yes, I realize a gazelle couldn't do it in 2.6.
Yeah,
it was a
fine.
Joke, God damn it.
All right, we're with you.
Yeah. I don't know, like running backs, especially now that no one in the NFL cares about running backs. They're just guys who like take physical punishment and get all the brain diseases. And then like you kick them out at age 30 when you would have owed them a big contract. Those are starting to be like more and more undrafted free agent material. But yeah, it's like role players. It's just your way of getting around. Like I had 7 picks this draft.
I got you.
And I have 15 holes to fill.
Which I saw.
Your
the,
mama. What?
I saw the Tom Brady episode of SNL. Not so good.
What? The old or new one? I remember there was like one after.
It's old.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The one that was like detailing the difference in workplace sexual harassment. And it was like an ugly guy. Making every move.
No, that was
that
actually
Tom Brady
funny.
That was the one funny sketch I remember. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Tom Brady just walks in his underwear with his bulge in her face.
And they're saying, you know, if you want to get, you know, you want to have a good job and just be handsome. That's the moral of that story.
Yeah. Yeah. It was pretty much like that that Ask Men list. It was like, here's the secret to being awesome after 30. Don't be poor. Poor people are depressing and they eat horribly and they look like slobs. Don't do that.
Oh, goodness gracious.
But Michael Sam.
Yeah.
7th round, gets his call from the Rams, kisses his boyfriend, apparently a very Twinkie-looking lad.
Okay. I haven't seen it.
And, I mean, there was a lot of tweeting about, holy crap, why did I have to see that on TV? And there's a lot of vibe out there. There is a vibe, not a lot of vibe.
I got you.
That magazine's dying, like, left and right. There's a feeling out there like, okay, look, he can be gay, but I don't want to have to deal with any of his gayness.
Well, I don't want to. I mean, that's like me. I was at Panera the other day, and I'm sitting there on
the sofa. Two of your cooks are just tonguing each other.
No, right in the, I was sitting on a sofa facing the fireplace, and to the right of the sofa is a booth. There's a series of like three booths.
The canoodling booth. That's what I call it. The
canoodler. And these two chicks were just making
whoa,
out.
Whoa, yeah. Wait, like, where? Were they sexy?
They were fine enough. They weren't like, you know, they didn't look like Roseanne Barr or anything. They just looked like, I don't know, like earthy, dready,
Roseanne
tatty.
Then or not. Really?
Yeah.
Like Suicide Girly almost. But
nah, not hip as that. Just average looking.
Earthy and tatty. Now, like dirt under the toenails earthy.
Or a just little. Hair in a wad, you know, hair in a wad.
I can work with that. And I can
sweats.
Work with that.
It's fine, but you don't need to suck face too.
Oh, so they were in sweats.
I mean, I don't
they
know.
Weren't in those like huge hemp umbrella skirts that the.
No.
Okay, that's doable. I was at at Whole Foods yesterday.
And I don't want to see two guys doing it. And I don't want to see a guy and a girl doing it. And I don't want to. I mean, that's just too much.
Little
I mean,
spiky haired Asian number.
If
with
they
a
wanted to be in the corner
broad.
And do that,
fine. Just
or be
just,
discreet.
Just steamroll my little, you know,
go ahead.
Foray into lesbian erotica. They ate seafood next to me. Funny, right? Ate fish, lesbians, and then they walked out and she was rubbing her neck. That's nothing hot at all.
Awful.
I
would have
banged the Asian one, though, I guess. All right, gross. Back to you. You don't want to see any making out, period.
I mean, I'm all for public displays of affection. You
I'm good with
that?
Girl on girl.
That's fine. But I don't need to see like a big slobbery grope fest and all that. That's
I think
just
the point
good.
Is these guys wouldn't have reacted at all if like a dude and a chick kissed.
Yeah.
And so that gets back to why. What's the point? Who cares?
Yeah.
People do care.
Yeah.
I think when.
I'm saying I don't care.
There's a Twitter. I remember some, I forget who, was it Deadspin, was just putting people's tweets straight up.
Yeah.
And it's funny because these guys who have no followers all of a sudden are in a Deadspin article getting 25,000 hits or whatever.
Yeah.
And there's one guy who's got like, I'm raising a strong little black man. He don't need to see that.
Oh, my.
I like the voice I did there, too. It's very enlightened of me.
That's stupid. Not the voice, just the whole.
Look, as anti-homo, like, I really don't care what people do.
Yeah.
I still don't like seeing dudes kiss. Like, I have a visceral, like, ugh.
Yeah.
I mean. Like, again, we got gay listeners
like
and gay friends.
Yeah.
I want everyone to have all the rights and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But there is still, if I see that go down, just like, all right, okay. let's bring this to a conclusion.
Yeah.
I don't consider myself homophobic. That's just a visceral. It's the same way if I saw those two chicks making out.
Yeah.
I would have politely asked for like a hand towel to throw over my lap. So I could have just taken care of what had to be dealt
with.
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, it's just, I just don't really want to see it from anybody. Whatever.
You're that turned off. Even, I think a lot of people say
that. No, it's not about
that.
Turned off. I love to see people in love. And even if I saw two guys and they're holding hands and they're all starry-eyed or whatever. But when you're just like a slot fest 2 feet from my face, like that's just, like I can hear it and see it. That's just not cool. And you think, well, you don't have to look at it, but it's in my, I have good peripheral vision. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just not cool.
I mean, PDAs
myself,
overall. Like,
I'm okay with it. And I like to fool around and I like to be discreet, but the word is being
well,
discreet.
Yeah, you can't like masturbate without using your mind or something like that.
But I can do that. And I do that. But I don't say, hey, everybody, look at what I can do. Now I'm super sleepy.
Now for a number from when Harry met Sally. I got you.
Yeah. So, I mean, I love to see people in love, but then there's a point where you just think, you know what? Get a room. And that's the saying for a reason.
Fair enough, yeah. Allison Frank.
Yeah. It's too much.
The other gay issue of the weekend, I don't know if there's a...
How about it's Nurses Week and give me presents? How about that? Let's talk about that. Now, we did a whole bit on Gay Week and neither of us are gay, so we're not getting any gifts.
I gave you the present of my presents.
That's not good enough. It's just... yeah.
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 No, Tyler Marini or some crap bitched to Nintendo of America. I looked up his little YouTube video. He made bitching about a Nintendo game where you play in, it's like a virtual world.
Okay.
And he's a gay, he looks like a little gay Stephen King.
Okay.
Very, in other words, handsome.
All right.
And he's pissing and moaning because in this little Nintendo world of Nintendo Mii's, you can't enter into romantic relationships of a same-sex nature. And he brought up this whole hashtag on Twitter, like Wii quality or Mii quality or some crap like that, and try to make a big movement of it. And it's so funny because every media outlet picked up on this. And then you actually look at the Twitter numbers this guy has. It's something like he has 400 followers. His little Mii quality page, 800. All he's done, it's completely about him. It's just a YouTube channel dedicated to him bitching. And now that someone gave him some sort of traction, he's like, check out all my other YouTube videos. And as soon as he gets to push forth his little, he really doesn't care about this gauge. I'm sure he does on some level.
Yeah.
But he's just getting a chub over the fact that people are paying attention to him. His stupid little YouTube channel is getting viewers. And so Nintendo at first had to be like, look, we're not changing the dumb game. It's hard-coded.
Yeah.
We're sorry. We're not homophobic.
Yeah.
But that's what we programmed. It's not real life.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, I'd like to be able to marry a man in the game because that, you know, my fiance in real life, I'd have to pretend to marry a girl to unlock all the content. I play Skylanders. This is my new secret shame, by the way. I was like, magic doesn't scare women enough. I'm going to play Skylanders with my friends now.
Yeah.
I pretend to be a walking frog with a harpoon gun so I can access certain areas.
Yeah.
It's a video game.
Yeah.
It's not real. How much do they owe you?
Nothing.
Exactly.
Zero.
To play this stupid make-believe world. So now Nintendo is
getting raped. What if I said, you know what? I've always wanted to marry a mermaid. Well, I can't marry a mermaid. I can only marry men. Like, now they got to put a mermaid in it because I have a mermaid fetish or whatever.
Yeah, and I don't want to liken homosexuality to a fetish. I mean, it's, you know, it's...
No, but I'm just saying, like, if you start that ball rolling, that's like the lady got burned with the coffee.
Well, next they're going to marry their dog. That's what I say, Allison.
I'm just saying you can just take this over the top, over the top.
You can, and I think you have to take it at face value. That's what gets me so sick when it's like, did Nintendo come out and say, look, we don't hate gay people. All right, cool. End of it.
Yeah.
Maybe next time around they will make a Mii game where you can pipe each other to your heart's content.
Stupid. Dumb.
But it's all people that want to get noticed. That's really what that dude wanted to do.
I don't think he really wanted to get noticed. I think he just probably did it. It was a rant. And then someone who is passionate about...
Why would he not... Why do you put it on YouTube then if you don't want to be noticed? Like, I certainly want this piece of crap to get an audience.
Right.
Otherwise,
I
would just call our conversations
to
the podcast.
A thing, but he didn't have a gay agenda or whatever. I think he was
a gagenda.
Right. But I think whoever saw it did, and then that's how it blew up. Thought,
maybe
you
I'm
know.
Just jealous he went viral and I never have.
That's right. You're not passionate enough.
What?
You won't even edit out. You won't even. You're just ripping people because they're not talking about editing.
Who needs to edit this?
That's right. It's gold.
Good Lord. Yeah, it really is.
Oh my goodness. I don't know.
You don't take Citizen Kane.
Yeah. And pare it down.
Yeah.
And put Smurfette in it.
Do a George Lucas. Greedo's going to shoot first and we're going to add lasers. No, it's Citizen Kane. That's what you get.
Which I've never seen, by the way.
Overrated piece of crap.
And I've never seen The Outsiders either or Reddit.
I've read it, never saw it.
Yeah.
Good old Outsiders.
But I kind of do want to see it now with all that insider.
Oh, because that book, the first one you've read in 16 years.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
It goes Cat in the Hat and then stories I share with my friends or whatever the hell Rob Lowe's book is called.
That's right.
All right. Well, we can punch the hell out of here.
All right. Sounds good.
Did you want to talk about anything?
No, I'm good.
That's the spirit.
Yeah. Shish boom ball.
This was Papa's Basement, hosted over at inpapasbasement.com.
Sounds
if you want to go there and check out episodes.
Sounds great.
I'm John Papa Giorgio. She was Allison Frank. You want us on Twitter or Instagram, I'm
we,
at
you
Papa's
want us
Basement.
All over the place.
Yeah, all up in yo. Allison Frank for her, A-L-L-I-S-0 and Frank. And if you want to subscribe so you make sure you don't miss an episode of the show, if you do the iTunes/podcast thing, it's inpapasbasement.com/iTunes. And if you use the lovely Stitcher mobile app, inpapasbasement.com/Stitcher. Those take you directly to links where you can subscribe to the show and rate it and do all that good crap. And if you want to tell your friends about it, give them the website URL or one of those and That should be it. Yeah, I think we're good. All right, let's get out of here.
Bye.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.